Please do sit down. Just a few short minutes of reflection before you find a warm place to sit in the sun with a nice pint of beer or something else. Hope springs up at Christmas time, doesn't it? Not everyone here will share the same faith at Christmas time, but everyone expresses a kind of hope. So what are your hopes this Christmas time? We spend 11 months of the year dealing with the messiness of life, and then during December we turn our thoughts to the hope that Christmas brings. Hope for dreams fulfilled, for relationships restored, for happiness, for a Christmas better than last year, for a miracle rising out of life's messiness, for something that makes sense of the ups and downs that we experience throughout the rest of the year. And let's face it, Christmas is messy itself, as is the Nativity, the story behind it all. But is this hope really realistic? Isn't the hope we pin on Christmas likely to disappoint? Isn't it just like trying to pin the tail on a donkey while we're blindfolded? We pin our hopes where we believe we may find answers. But if we're honest, much of Christmas fails to deliver. The shopping, the decorations, the endless loop of music, and then perhaps too much food, too much drink, and far too much spending. And then in the new year, we look back and we realize that our hopes for the season have, in a sense, evaporated as quickly as the festival was over. Gifts are left unused, or possibly even on an online auction. Our waistlines have expanded, but our bank balances have contracted. But there is hope. Christmas brings us together to discover afresh the hope we draw from each other, and, if we are persuaded, the hope that we can draw from God. We need Christmas. So Christmas is really something to look forward to, a turning point, a time to take stock and to reflect, and if anything, just to enjoy the only day of the year when most of the shops are shut. So I ask again, what are your hopes for Christmas? And what, by contrast, perhaps, are your fears? Perhaps, put simply, that what you hope for will not come true. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and thy dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. And yet in reality, in Jesus' time, as for modern day Bethlehem, things were hardly still and sleepy, except in the pretty view of a Christmas card. At the time of Jesus' birth, Rome had taken this region captive. The Jewish people were under occupation, and the Romans ruled harshly. Taxes increased, causing many to go into debt, eventually rendering them impoverished. Strife and war had defined the area for generations, and the people were aching for their Messiah to come. The prophets had told them that he would come in the city of David, in Bethlehem, a place where everlasting light shines in the darkness. And so we sing, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. What does this mean? How are the hopes and fears of all the years met in Bethlehem, the night Jesus was born? Well, hopes are fulfilled because Jesus fulfills the hopes of all the years in a very specific way. He is the long-awaited Messiah, the chosen one of God. His coming had been promised even back in the Garden of Eden, to Adam and to Eve. His birth of a virgin in the city of David, prophesied by prophets like the reading of Micah we had earlier. Jesus was the Lamb of God, the hope of Israel. And though at Christmas we especially remember him as a baby, he is the baby who came to put what is wrong right. The same baby infant born in a Bethlehem stable would, as a man, carry a cross down the streets of Jerusalem, where he died as the ultimate Passover lamb to bring peace, God and sinners reconciled. And our fears too can be relieved at this Christmas time, because we can be comforted by the news, the truth that Jesus is here with us. If your greatest fear is loneliness or rejection, Jesus has answered that fear, because through him and through God sending him, we know that he loves us, that nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love, because Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. And as we've sung, he feeleth for our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness. Do you fear maybe that you will never find true happiness in life? Have you perhaps been looking in the wrong place? As in the words of our first carol, "For happiness I long have sought, and pleasure dearly I have bought. I missed of all, but now I see, 'tis found in Christ, the apple tree." You see, the baby that was born in Bethlehem pierced the darkness of our fears in the way that a lit match overtakes the darkness of a cavern. The light of that match may be very, very small, but darkness cannot overcome light. And the light of that match leads to a roaring, blazing glow. Hope fulfilled, fears relieved. But finally, perhaps, and with a little challenge, a sting in the tail, fears realized. You see, there is another way in which the fears of all the years are met in Jesus on the night of his birth. Herod's fears were met in Jesus because Herod feared any threat to his rule. He tried to snuff out the life of a baby king, but he failed. Fear for Herod came from ignorance. He didn't know about the truth of Jesus and what he'd really come to do. Jesus hadn't come to threaten his earthly kingdom, but he would ask Herod, as he asks every human king, to rule in a way that his subjects would find fulfillment and happiness in life. How blessed we are to have a queen who follows Jesus in her service of us. Maybe you are a little unsure about God, or even perhaps a little afraid of him. Perhaps that stems from not being sure of who he is or what he is like. Well, our purpose as a church here, your local church, our reason for being here is to help you to discover who this God really is, so that uncertainty or fear might just change to trust, and trust might lead to hope. So this new year might just be the right time for you to come and to join with us and to explore life. But tonight there may be just a few here for whom this night, this very night, is a time to recommit yourself to follow Christ, or to start following him for the very first time. As the carol promises, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Let us pray. O holy child of Bethlehem, Descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Please stand for our final carol.